You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
But the good news on the Commanders front is that they're getting healthier. Let's start with the pebble, and we'll get to the boulder. Because as he said, he likes to get with the boulders first and then go down to the pebbles. We're going to start with the pebble here and get it out of the way. Sam Cosmi is coming back. Not right away, but the 21-day window is open. He will start practicing again. This is your starting right guard. This is a fringe Pro Bowl player. This is someone who will immensely improve their O-line depth and quality. Because when he plays guard on the right side, maybe you kick Wiley over to the left side, and now there's a three-player competition between Chris Paul and Wiley and Brandon Coleman. This was Dan Quinn today.
We'll begin today with some good news. Sam Cosmi will begin his 21-day window. He got injured in January, and he has worked his ass off to get back on the field with his teammates, so it'll be great to have him back at practice.
Good for Sam Cosmi, by the way. That injury was sustained, wasn't it, in the Lions playoff game?
I think so.
He missed the following week in the NFC Championship game against Philly, because I remember it happened indoors under the lights. So that was the Detroit game in the penultimate contest of the season back in January. Do you know how hard it's got to be to work your butt off to get back to play in NFL games basically 9 months later, which is what he's on track to do? I saw him at a Caps game walking around the concourse not long after his procedure. And it was like him and his wife during the playoffs, I think it was. And he was kind of hobbled. Maybe it was just late season for the Caps. It was a few months later.
Sure.
To think that you go from that to getting ready to block a 327-pound all-pro defensive tackle in a handful of months. These guys are different.
Yeah. And the medical technology is different. The what we know is different. I don't know it, but you know what I mean? The people that know it. And it's not, as you said, you also, I want to
what
reference.
What they know.
What they know is amazing.
What we don't know that they know.
I've heard that they know stuff.
Yeah.
It's not a 155-pound guy coming back. It's a monster. I mean, Sam Cosmi's enormous. And to me, it's that much more exceptional. Like a load-bearing structure, like the knee of a lineman. You know what I mean? Like this is not, as I said, it's not like a tiny person that's like, yeah, it doesn't take much to build it back up to carry around your pencil body. Again, this dude is a 330-pound monster. Amazing to me that this is even a consideration.
From a football standpoint, I've always heard that it's easier for the lineman to get back than the skill guys because you're not doing the explosive, twitchy, stopping, starting, cutting, jumping, all that stuff. You can kind of just road grade. But I think what you're talking about, and this is what I marvel at too, is just the size of the human being compared to, like, there's someone listening who has an ACL and is trying to work their way back or whatever. Like, this is a massive person. And so all of these injuries, especially the levers on the lower half, it's just got to be so much more complicated and difficult. But he's a really good player. The sidebar to this to me is Brandon Coleman. Brandon Coleman has not just not played the last 2 weeks, he's been inactive the last 2 weeks. And in a world where Cosmi comes back at right guard, Wiley, I guess, could just be the backup at tackle, at guard, at a few different spots. But is it possible that then Andrew Wiley kicks over to left guard? And if that happens, then does Chris Paul slide down to being the first backup at left guard? Well, at that point, Brandon Coleman's now third on the depth chart at a position. A year after being a third-round pick and playing okay at tackle, because he was, I thought, fine at left tackle last year. Then they moved him to right tackle. Then they drafted Connerly and moved him to guard. Now they've benched him at guard. Maybe it's not quite time to have the Brandon Coleman conversation because there's just other fish that need to be thrown on the fryer, but
it's interesting.
That's not nothing to me.
No.
That he might be third at his own position in a couple of weeks the way this is trending.
And now it's, so it always depends on where you are. In other words, if let's say this football team was the Nationals, I'd go, we need to just play Brandon Coleman, please. I don't care about Alec Grady. I don't care about Wiley. You know, I care about the young player that you drafted. That's not the case. This group has aspirations of going back to the NFC title game and maybe even beyond. Whether that's folly or not, that's a sidebar. But so there's no love lost. I just want to field the best group possible. And if that's not him, so be it, right? But in general, that's head scratching. Where they felt comfortable enough to go, he can be our left tackle without a ton of help and just sort of let him sink or swim. And I think, he did adequate. I don't know if he's a top half of the league tackle, but a lot to expect for someone that wasn't a full-time tackle in college to walk out there and do well at the most important spot on the line.
Maybe he would have got better.
Who knows, there would have been growth.
Maybe he goes from being the 19th best tackle to the 14th best tackle in his second
or
year.
Or something. But you go, okay, well, now we got Laremy Tunsil. That's a clear upgrade. That's the right thing to do. I would sign up for that trade 1,000 times out of 1,000. So now he's a guard. Or is he? I mean, what is he now? Is he the new Chris Paul where he's a rotational piece as a third rounder? It just seems crazy, the precipitous drop.
And kind of to quote tweet with a little editorializing what you're saying here, and oh, by the way, we're talking about a third round pick. You know, we've done this with Ben Sinnott, who's a second round pick. We've talked about Luke McCaffrey, who was taken in the top 100. If this is a sixth rounder who got some time at tackle last year and now he's like falling down the depth chart, then okay, it's just indicative of the fact that last year he didn't have a whole lot of options and he kind of was over his skis. That's not really what this is. I mean, this is a third rounder you drafted to play, to help. And in year two, he's not only not starting, but now he's inactive. And if there is a Cosme return that leads to more competition at his position, when does he get back on the field?
Yeah.
I think that's a fair thing to discuss at some point. But here's your bigger, better news. Okay, so Cosme back at practice, 3-week window is open. Hopefully a couple weeks from now, Cosme is playing football games for Washington. A guy that will be playing a game this weekend for the Commanders is going to be Jaden Daniels, it sounds like. This was Dan Quinn today on the starting quarterback.
Also said I'd give you an update on Jaden. He has been medically cleared by the doctors. He'll practice full today.
Nothing to see here then, right? Medically cleared. It's Wednesday. You have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday workouts before a Saturday walkthrough, before a Sunday game in California. Barring a setback, I don't see any reason why he would not play on Sunday. I think our long local nightmare is over. Jaden Daniels, your starting quarterback once again.
Fantastic news. Really, really good news. I like that there's no gamesmanship about it, even though it's nobody's fault necessarily. I mean, they're you know, operating within the rules, and they don't have, you know, we're mushrooms, we're in the dark, eating mulch, you know what I mean? There's nothing, there's no info that they're required to give us. But I like that there's no mystery. I like that there's no, all right, he didn't practice in full. He was limited. Let's see what he does tomorrow. It is free and clear, which told me that they were judicious and they took their time and it wasn't any kind of rush job. That was the thing I was concerned about more than anything else. This is the big deal that he had enough time to heal. He's good to go. I get a full week of practice now. Not some sort of weird limited. He's going to test it out Sunday morning and it's TBD and he may not quite be himself, but he's cleared. I hate the gray area when it comes to the most important player on the franchise. So I'm thrilled. This is awesome news. Because the thing I've been kind of hinting at, and I even said with Derek Forrest in my DC News Now hit just moments ago, that
when can we watch that? DC News Now?
It is on this evening. Huh? And the thing I said was, Jaden Daniels kind of didn't really have a spring training. You think of a baseball pitcher, right? Who doesn't really have a spring training, tries to ramp up, gets hurt, and then tries to come back and didn't really have the spring training. So he still needs the ramp up. We're still in that for Daniels. His first two games, he wasn't Jaden Daniels. Then he got hurt in that second game. Whoever you want to blame, that's fine. But the reality was we haven't seen the full version yet. And he probably needs some time to get there. So the sooner he can get back on the field, healthy and himself, and not worried about catering to an injury or say, I can play, but I can't run the same way like he did with a broken rib last year, see the Philadelphia game. The sooner he can be himself, the sooner we can kind of get back to business of how good can this team be.
I think the question I have on Jaden Daniels coming back Sunday is, should we expect that he looks like 2024 Jaden Daniels right away? because he didn't in week one against the Giants, and he certainly didn't in week two against Green Bay. Then he gets hurt. Now he's missed two games, so he's coming back. He's 100%, but I do think, you know, rust is maybe not the right word because it's a couple of week hiatus. You know, a respite of less than a month should not mean all of a sudden you're restarting your body, basically. But
you walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
When you couple the fact that he hasn't played in a couple of weeks, coming off of an injury, and then throw in the combination of you're playing the Chargers defense. I think this will be one of the better defenses in the league when it's all said and done this season. I love their coordinator. I think Jesse Minter will be a head coach a year from now. But the Chargers defense is number 4 in the NFL in yards per play. They're number 2 against the pass this season, 4.96 yards per attempt, which is pretty amazing. They're 6th at sacks per pass attempt. They sack the quarterback about 10.5% of the time. And they're actually top half the league at picking passers off as well. Not great, but right around 14th in the early going this season, they generate some takeaways. They blitz a lot. It's interesting. They play a lot of DBs. Almost more than anybody else on early downs. They're in the dime with like 6 defensive backs. But they do a lot of run blitzes. They bring a lot of their defensive backs. I saw that their terrific safety, Derwin James, via Next Gen Stats, has the most sacks and the most pressures at the safety position over like whatever time you want to look at, dating back to the beginning of last year or 2 years ago or 4 years ago.
He's a threat, man. So like Jamal Adams in his prime was getting like 7-8 sacks a game. He does that, plus he flies all over the field.
Right.
He's a badass.
James is that guy if he had terrific ability in pass coverage as well.
Yes.
Who could just shut down tight ends, basically. But that'll be the question to pose on the phones here to start. We can open them up for the first time today. What should be the expectation for Jaden Daniels coming back, and how should we anticipate him looking against the Chargers? 800-636-1067. And is it okay if I'm going to set a low bar for this weekend where I think this could be a bit of a slog again? I think this could be a little bit of a struggle for him where it's going to be 3 performances in and 5 weeks into the season, and national people will have their fun and do their stuff on shouty shows, and everyone will be talking about, you know, is Daniels the same guy he was last year, whatever, which I think will be way too premature and silly. But I'm not expecting to see the Daniels we saw against Cincinnati or Arizona or some of his premium games last year in this game. Mostly because of the Chargers matchup, and then secondarily because coming back from injury, couple weeks off, a little bit of rust. I just think it's going to be a very solid game. I'll say on a 1 to 10 scale, like 10 is him against the Bengals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 9.5 is him against the Cardinals last year. His season was a 9 out of 10 or whatever, where he's a fringe MVP candidate. The Packers game, he was a 4. The Giants game, he was a 5. I think this is going to be like a 5.5. That's kind of where I'm at on this weekend.
Yeah, I'm a hair lower, but around the same ballpark for a lot of the same reasons. And again, a couple other factors I'll add in. you're talking about a quote tweet. I think that's a good way to put it. They haven't played near as well on the road. That's two games now. That's both units, offense and defense, just haven't been as sharp on the road. One is opponent with Green Bay, but the other is slow start in Atlanta. Next thing you know, you're down 10-0, a little bit sluggish.
It is crazy, by the way. Sorry to cut you off. Night and day, home and road so far. I'm not talking about results, which are obvious. You've won by 15-plus twice at home, and you've looked bad on the road. Preparation, you know, preparedness and just energy and juice. The home and road split here a month in. It's a small sample, but two games of each.
It's noteworthy.
It has been staggering.
It is a story. It is one of my, you know, dozen or so storylines that I'm kind of tracking. So that's number one. Number two, again, so little time together with this first team offense. Probably no Terry McLaurin. You know, probably no Noah Brown again. That's a huge factor for me. Just not enough time and not enough deposits in the bank where I haven't seen Jaden Daniels be him yet, which he will. He absolutely will at some point this year. He needs a few more reps. I don't see it happening in a road game against a good defense just yet. He'll still make some plays because he's splendid, but I don't see that fully armed and operational battle station for a couple of weeks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.